Now, staying with EU technology laws, new rules came into force yesterday requiring the makers of artificial intelligence models to ensure that their systems are safe and transparent. The latest phase of the EU's AI Act also means that the government here must put structures in place to police the companies providing AI tools. Europe's regulation of artificial intelligence comes as the US vows to cut red tape for the sector. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan has this report.
You have to be very clear that this is an actual AI assistant or an AI bot. And each plan offers
different benefits. Digital agency All Human is working on a new project for a client, an AI-driven energy price comparison tool.
Are you ready to input your air code to proceed with sign up?
Advances in technology mean the AI chatbot being used in this project has an Irish accent and sounds human.
The best energy plan for you is the night.
The latest phase of the EU's Artificial Intelligence Act came into force yesterday and requires companies using AI to ensure their systems are safe and transparent. The new rules mean it must be made clear to consumers that that realistic voice they're engaging with is in fact an AI chatbot.
You have multiple plans available to choose from.
It's showing and clearly signalling to the end user what's real and what's not.
John Mitchell is the CEO of digital agency All Human.
And what we're seeing is the sophistication of AI. So things like voice, artificial voice, it's so nuanced, so convincing that it actually can convince you that it's actually a real human. So as a consequence of the act, you know, organizations and brands and providers of services through digital, particularly in a digital context, have to declare what is real and what is not.
The EU AI Act came into force last year and is being implemented on a phased basis, with its latest provisions taking effect yesterday. The Act bans artificial intelligence systems considered a clear threat to the safety, livelihoods and rights of people. There are also rules for AI systems in terms of transparency and safety.
So you need to start making your preparations now.
Maureen Daly is a partner specialising in intellectual property and AI at law firm Pinsent Masons Ireland. She says businesses need to get ready for the new AI rules.
It's going to apply to the Google, the Metas, but also startups, small to medium-sized companies that have these systems. They're all going to have to comply as well.
And there are big fines for companies found to be in breach of the AI rules.
Now, the Commission have said that because they don't have the relevant powers, they won't start fining people until 2nd of August 2026. But that doesn't mean that you could just sit in your laurels until 2026, because all of this is going to take time, resources, and obviously the fines are quite large. It's 3% of your annual turnover, or 15 million if you don't comply.
The AI rules that came into force yesterday require member states to prepare for the policing of the Act. It means the Irish government must designate competent authorities and legislate for penalties for infringements.
They should have actually started the process much, much earlier.
Dr. Chris Shrishak is a senior fellow with the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. He says the government hasn't done enough to prepare for the new AI rules.
There needs to be an urgency from the government so that not only do they set up the required governance mechanisms for the regulators, but also to provide the resources so that the regulators can do their job. And part of regulators' job is to guide companies. So it's not just about stopping bad AI, but it's also about promoting and helping the good uses of AI. So all of that, and I think the state does need to accelerate what they're doing.
The Department of Enterprise said Ireland has met all of its obligations under the Act to date and will continue to do so. The department added that a significant body of work is ongoing to support the designated authorities in preparing for the implementation of the Act, including workshops, working groups and dialogue with the European Commission. But while Ireland presses ahead with EU regulation, a very different stance is being taken in the US.
Because right now it's a beautiful baby that's born. We have to grow that baby and let that baby thrive.
US President Donald Trump has vowed to cut regulations for artificial intelligence to ensure America, as he puts it, wins the AI race.
We can't stop it with politics. We can't stop it with foolish rules and even stupid rules. It will require us to blast through obsolete systems, cut through thickets of regulation. We've got to get rid of some of the regulation, but we want good regulation.
Is there a danger, do you think, at all of Europe falling behind in an innovation sense if the other big rivals out there are
shrugging their shoulders at regulation.
My own personal view is that I think there needs to be guide rails.
All Human CEO John Mitchell again.
There's a Goldilocks zone between maintaining innovation and productivity and embracing AI. AI is here today. It's not tomorrow. It's already here. So I think the EU have got the balance right. I think it's a combination of being progressive but also being protective. I think long term, that's the way to go with AI because it's very unregulated today.
This is based on the options you have selected.
With more AI rules coming in the months and years ahead, expect the whole area of regulation to continue to generate lots of chat.
Or would you like me to explain more about any specific features?
And that report was from our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.